Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Loud. Rock, yeah. Local.
Our band is actually from the surrounding media metropolitan area encompassing that which is known as the Great Northwest.
Good evening, rockaholics. Thanks for joining us. This is Loud and Local on the Rock, featuring music born right here in the Great Pacific Northwest. 99.9 KISW.
Good evening. It is Sunday, May 15th here in the Northwest. My name is Kevin Deers, and tonight I bring you one final hour of the weekend, and in that we will play a ton of awesome local music. It is Loud and Local, and tonight we'll play some stuff from the 206, the 253, the 360, the 425, and a little bit of the 509. Tonight we have a band called Seattle's New Gods up in the studio, and they are going to be joining us to talk about their new single that they're releasing very, very soon. A single and a B-side we're going to be playing for you, as well as talking about their show at Rainfest and a few shows after that. We have a lot of stuff to get to tonight, so I'm just going to jump right into it. Right now, one of my favorite bands locally, Sandrider, covering Jane's Addiction. This is Mountain Song. After that, some Ruckus. And a band by the name of Big Truck. So here it is. Sandrider doing a classic. It's Loud and Local on the Rock.
We'll be right back.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Name of the show is Loud and Local Big Truck.
Big Truck.
That is, I guess, how I'm supposed to pronounce it. Big Truck. Algeranian Hubbard. Awesome band there. We had them on Metal Shop about a year and a half ago, and that's kind of how I got into that band. Very, very cool guys, and they play around the city quite a bit. Ruckus, Painkiller before that, a bit of a throwback. Skate punk band, broke up probably about 8 years ago. They were from the Buckley area, so didn't really play out too often, but kind of a hidden gem in Northwest, like punk rock. Sand Rider, Mountain Song, a Jane's Addiction cover to start off the set. My name is Kevin Deers. Loud and Local is the name of the show. I have an awesome band by the name of Seattle's New Gods in studio. If you've never heard of them, you're definitely going to want to tune in. If you have heard of them, you know they're scumbags, so turn the radio off. I'm just kidding. We'll be right back with some awesomeness. So it is Loud and Local. Stay tuned.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
Back here on Loud and Local, I'm going to try to turn these microphones on for you guys and see if how many swear words come out. No, I'm just kidding. It is a band called Seattle's New Gods in studio right now. It's very cool to have you guys in here. It's been a while since I've had a band up in the studio, so it's cool that I have some friends, some new faces. It's cool to have you guys up here. So first, why don't we go around the room, introduce yourself, what your name is, and what you do for Seattle's New Gods.
I am Alex, and I sing in the band.
I am Che, and I play guitar on the right side of the stage.
This is Quinn. I play bass right in front of the drum set.
I'm Nick, and I play guitar on the right side of the stage.
And
what? Did I say it right? I meant left.
Left? Oh, so, okay.
He has to stay far away from me when we play.
And we're missing one member. What's his deal with that?
Ian is gone. He's at home in bed, maybe listening.
He just got back literally from tour with one of his other bands, and I guess they were having van problems.
Their van got towed from Olympia.
Oh,
earlier.
No.
Yeah.
So you, speaking of getting back from tour, you guys mentioned that you recently got back from an East Coast tour or a U.S. tour?
East Coast.
That's awesome. Did you guys book that yourselves? Were you the headliner? Who'd you tour with? All that stuff.
We toured by ourselves. It was also booked through the band. Ian booked it.
Cool.
And it was our first time on the East Coast. We did 9 shows, week and a half. It was really cool, really good for first time over there.
Yeah. But it wasn't your first time out touring. You guys are veterans at this point, right?
Three West Coast tours cool. So far.
Awesome.
And lots of time in California.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Up and down.
So the name Seattle's New Gods kind of morphed from the name New Gods. You guys were New Gods when you started. How did the full title Seattle's New Gods come about? I'm interested in this story.
It's mostly a joke, but don't tell anybody because only you and I know.
Oh.
There were a lot of other New Gods. There was like a skate punk New Gods, maybe?
From Ireland.
There was an Irish New Gods that was like an indie rock band that was kind of popular at the time.
No, that was the Australian.
Oh, there's too many. I couldn't keep track of them.
A hip-hop meme, unfortunately, and a comic book, which is very sad.
Too much going on.
But you're Seattle's New Gods.
Seattle's was just kind of an afterthought. We were like, well, there's all these New Gods out there already. We got to set ourselves apart somehow.
Absolutely. And it's cool that you represent Seattle within it. So are you guys, would you call yourselves a Seattle band? Or do you guys all live in Seattle?
Do we have to?
Yeah, we plead the fifth on where most of us live.
I live in the burbs. I'm not apologetic because I hate
Well, Quinn's house is historic in the landscape of Northwest hardcore. I've seen some very, very violent shows in your garage.
Were you at the Bury Your Dead show?
I was at the Bury Your Dead show.
I wasn't there. I was at Deadlock's wedding in Spokane.
Your own show. You weren't there.
It was Dale and Bryce's show, and I don't know why I would have a mosh band in my garage when I wasn't home.
I specifically remember seeing The Answer in your garage, and there were more people in your living room moshing to a Hatebreed CD than there were outside in the garage listening to The Answer.
I actually have all the old No Return shirts in a bag in my attic, which I am holding for the next 20 years until they're worth their weight in gold.
We'll see when that happens. So you guys are going to be playing Rainfest. It is the final Rainfest. It's been a 10-year run. It's been a good run.
Rest in peace.
And you guys are not new to Rainfest. You've played once or twice before?
Twice before.
Cool. So tell me a little bit about Rainfest. Like, what has your experience been like with Rainfest, and what does it mean for the Northwest community?
Alex is the one that he's got the opinions about Rainfest, the feelings.
What's your opinion?
I don't know. I've been trying to put together a zine about it and writing about it, but I don't know. I think it's done a lot for the local bands. Over the years, it's progressively gotten more well-known. I don't know, through social media or other things, but I like that it's a showcase for the locals in the Northwest.
Absolutely.
That's the thing that stands out to me, where other fests kind of are just an amalgamation of what's kind of popular or what's, you know, trying to be popular. Half the bands, or maybe a third of the bands playing Rainfest every year, are local bands.
I have played in and around shows with Matt Weltner and Skiff for long, long time, and I support what they do. I don't know Zach as well.
Yeah.
But I remember just hearing that Matt was doing a fest, and I was like, oh, of course, I gotta be there at the first one, just support what he's doing.
Of course. In case you're just tuning in, this is a band called Seattle's New Gods. We're talking about Rainfest. It's a Memorial Day weekend at Numo's, the 10th and final Rainfest, and it is a three-day hardcore punk. We've got some metal bands in there mixed in, but it's mostly just punk and hardcore. Very, very awesome, and you should definitely support it. You can get a three-day pass right now. So Seattle's New Gods, right now we're going to play a song off your new single. This is the single. How's It Going to End? Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And tell me the info on like how people can pick it up and where they can hear it online and whatnot.
It is out on a label called Anybody's Flowers, kind of via Deathwish. So it's up for pre-order on the Deathwish website.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Right on. Well, we're going to play it. If you like it, go to the Deathwish website, pre-order that, and, you know, support your local music scene. Seattle's New Gods, How's It Going to End? More from them in just a few. It's Loud and Local.
Middle.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Yes, we got some reggae to follow up Seattle's New Gods. Foregoing is the B-side of their new single. How's It Going to End? Seattle's New Gods. Is it going to be released on vinyl, on cassette, on CD?
It's out on cassette now.
Really?
Through it's very limited.
You can only get it from us
through
at the gig.
The band.
You got to come to the gig to get the tape. Very
rare. I like it. That's awesome.
I think some of them got lost. I think 50 of the first person got lost, so they're a little extra rare. You're going to want to grab one.
When you guys get those extra copies, when you find them wherever there's stash, you're going to make a killing off of them.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be worth a lot by then. And then the 7-inch is coming out on 7-inch.
Really?
Yeah.
Immediately, if not soon.
Soon. Very soon, hopefully. We've been waiting.
That is awesome.
That's an understatement.
So, we were mentioning earlier before we went into that song that you guys have done a few tours. Now, I was curious in what the weirdest shows, most interesting, or just memorable shows you guys have played, whether it's the East Coast, the Midwest, or the West Coast.
I got to say CYC. If you Google our name, you'll see us.
Chinatown Youth Center.
Yeah, Chinatown Youth Center in Fresno. Goes in on every song.
So hard.
Trash Pit. If you Google our name and
Trash Pit.
Yeah, it's quite a.
And if you ever go on
thing.
Tour, you should get in touch with the Chinatown Youth Center in Fresno, because
yes.
They are.
Fresno.
Great, gracious hosts. And every time we play there, they like rip up 100 phone books and like fill balloons with glitter and blow them up and just.
Yeah, if anybody.
Throw everything around.
So it's kind of like your home away from home.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. We owe them
a lot.
Yes. More than we could ever probably pay.
Well, you can try.
Someday.
I'm sure they'll take payment plan. Any other gigs that stand out?
On our first tour, one of the more memorable shows that we've played on tour, in my mind, was we went out to Arizona, hometown of home area of a couple of the guys in the band.
Cool.
We played Flagstaff. And on tour, I guess sometimes, especially it was a house show in a basement.
Yeah.
You get there at 9:30 or 10, and you go down and check it out, and it looks cool, and there's like five people there, and you're like, all right, we'll do this, that's fine.
Yeah.
And then, you know, an hour later, go get snacks, or you're in the van, you kind of come out, and you hear music, you go down, and the basement is then packed with like 40 kids, 40 people, just going nuts. And then when we play, just grooving so hard.
That's awesome. 40 kids doesn't sound like much, but if you're in a tight confines and you're just all just sweating together, especially in Arizona, then I'm sure it is quite the scene.
Yeah, just literally the way I think New Gods as a band wants it, when everyone's just bouncing, you know?
Old time, not super hard dancing, like scaring people off.
Just going dumb.
Yeah, do something weird.
Is that the kind of show that you guys... Oh, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, the only better show on that tour was the night before when we played in me and Nick's hometown of Tucson, Arizona. We played at a huge, huge venue that used
5,000 capacity.
Like a huge venue that used to be... It was not 5,000 capacity, but it used to... formerly the historic Scrappies, and that then like turned into some weird new thing. And there, yeah, it was like a huge room for like that could fit easily 200 people. And my parents were there. My 5-year-old sister, well, she was 3 at the time. And Nick's dad was there, and that was it. That was the whole gig.
I thought there were some random people there because they were like sitting on like a bench in the corner. But Che was like, "No, those were my friends." But while we played, they're just sitting in the dark in like a corner.
Yeah, there's like 5 people. There was 10 people at the show, and 5 of them were like parents and sisters, and it was
right on. Big turnout.
Yeah. The dichotomy of that was very interesting and usually kind of what can happen.
Sounds about right. Awesome, man. Well, when you're here in the Northwest in Seattle, what is your favorite venue that you would call like your home venue?
Probably Black Lodge, Nut Hole.
That would make Nut Hole, I think. I like Black Lodge a lot as well, but I think Nut Hole would make most sense. We've had several tour kickoffs there, I think.
No, that was at Black Lodge.
Yeah.
But I did also used to live there, so I would call it a home to me.
Technically, it is a home, yes. Absolutely.
I think Nut Hole is the right mix of weird bands and open-minded people where we can have a chance to just work out on whatever crazy thing we have in mind without too much, like, discouragement. They seem to be pretty encouraging.
Victory Lounge also has treated us really well the last couple times we played there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The homie CJ books That's What's Up gigs at a lot of the shows happen at Victory Lounge, and they're always, like, very, very cool and very fun for us.
That is very awesome, to say the least. So it's cool that you guys have some key home venues to play, but it sounds like you guys are staying busy and touring a lot. You guys have a new single coming out. So how can people follow you online, or should that you guys have another couple of gigs coming up? Why don't we talk about that a little bit?
Oh, well, after Rainfest, we actually have a lot of gigs all in a row, because there's Rainfest, and we're playing on the Sunday of Rainfest, I believe. And then that Tuesday, May 31st, we're playing at Lucky Liquor with No Hands, right?
Yeah.
That's the name of that band. We're label mates with them, so I should know that.
Awesome.
They're cool. I'm excited about that one. And then on June 4th, day after my birthday.
Oh, a band called Moist is also playing the Lucky Liquor show. And they are very cool.
Best punk band around right now.
Awesome.
Moist. Bandcamp in Google.
And then
just take it out.
And then the fourth, you're playing a show as
Oh, fourth, day after my birthday. I mentioned that already. I'll mention it again.
Yeah.
We're playing at Black Lodge with a band called Grays from Toronto. That's like cool, kind of power poppy kind of thing.
Righteous.
And...
Well, that's it. Whatever.
Anyway. That's going to be a good one.
It doesn't matter who else
is
playing.
And those are the shows. Those are the gigs.
Seattle's New Gods and Grays. Awesome. Thank you guys for coming up to talk a little bit about your music. Follow them online. Google their name, Seattle's New Gods. They got social media.
Facebook.
Are out there
somewhere. Twitter now.
Cool. And Ian, I hope you're not too bummed that you're not up here.
Yeah, shout out to Ian.
I had Moving On up here, and they didn't include you, and now we have Seattle's New Gods up here. Maybe that's going to be...
He's getting cut out.
Maybe that's going to be the continuing
joke. Hiding Place gets in here, no Ian.
No Ian. Sorry,
well, shout out to Hiding Place. What's up, Steve? What's up, Waylon?
Maybe we'll
What's
have a bully reunion up here. No Ian. All right, we're going to play a song off of one of your 7 inches, American Pleather, right?
What did I say is the 7-inch? American Pleather is the banger, yes.
All right, sounds good. It's Seattle's New Gods. Follow them online. Go to their show, Rainfest.
Hi, Mom.
Loud and Local.
We'll be right back.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Black Breath, Seed of Cain, an incredible band here from the Northwest, born in the Northwest, and they have moved across all of the regions, touring many, 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 many places, going to Europe, going to Japan, going to Australia, but they still call the Northwest home. They will be playing the Rainfest pre-show alongside Weekend Nachos, Criminal Code, Wreck, and Mysterious Skin. That is at the Thursday, May 26th at Real Art in South Tacoma Way. Again, that's Thursday, May 26th with Black Breath headlining. Memorial Day weekend with Rainfest is going to be awesome. Thank you very much to Seattle's New Gods for coming up and representing Rainfest. They're going to be killing it Sunday, Memorial Day weekend, at Rainfest at Numo's. 3-day hardcore punk and metal festival going on in the heart of Capitol Hill. My name is Kevin Deers, and we'll be back with some awesome grooving stuff to end your weekend with some local awesomeness. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
I have a request here on Loud and Local going out to Parker listening online. Thank you very much for listening. Here is a song that you can fall asleep to. It's a band by the name of Dust Moth, one of my favorite Northwest bands. I cannot get this band out of my head, and I want to listen to them every day. So here it is on Loud and Local. Brand new music here on Loud and Local by Sun Giants. This is going to be the last one here on Loud and Local, and it's very awesome to end the weekend out on a very high note. Dust Moth before that with Cusp. And my name is Kevin Deers. It's been a pleasure to have Seattle's New Gods up in the studio. It's very, very cool. Right after Rainfest weekend, which we were talking about, Monday, May 30th, which is actually Memorial Day, the Obsessed are going to be coming to town with El Corazon, with Atomic Bitchwax, and Karma to Burn with Wounded Giant. This is going to be a hell of a stony show, and one of the bands playing at that particular show is a band by the name of Year of the Cobra. Incredible band, a two-piece drum and bass duo. They just recorded a new LP that's going to be released soon. They are going to be playing their last Seattle show for a while. They do a full U.S. with Moss Generator in June. It's going to be very, very awesome. So here it is, Year of the Cobra, White Wizard on Loud and Local. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.